Hi everyone, this is Jordana Barachov coming to you with a journey from Passover to Shavuot, Drink It In style. Before we begin, I want to let you know that this class is being sponsored in memory of Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh, the Neshama Shehaven Aliyah. And anytime anybody else would like to sponsor a class, please get in touch with shiurenjoyment.com or you could call 917-626-8306 and sponsor any future classes. There are a lot of people on here listening, so this will go pretty far. A great, great opportunity to help any neshama or anything else, any chus, any merit that you are looking for. So please get in touch with them and make it happen. Again, I'm Jordana Barachov. If you like what you're about to hear, please feel free to reach out. You could also email me at jbarachov@gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana. And let's get started. I had told you that this week was going to be a powerful week where we're going to be discussing. There's so much that I want to put together and talk about this, the journey of life again, that we're getting ready for Shavuot. But I'm going to put so many different ideas together, and I really want to touch on the main point of Lag BaOmer that is happening tonight and tomorrow. And there's a theme that occurs throughout the Torah that is very much seen as well in Lag BaOmer. And that is this recurring theme of what I like to call Plan A and Plan B. So, you know, the first Rashi in all the Torah, there's a question. Lama patach b'breishit? Why does the Torah start with the story of creation? Why do you have to start with that? You know, this is a law. This is a book of laws. So what? Let's just get to the laws. What's the whole purpose? So it talks about that Hashem wanted to, and Rashi talks about how Hashem wanted to set up ownership. Koch ma'asav higid la'mo, to show the world, show the people that he owns this world, he owns this land, and he's in charge of it, of what happens. Very interesting. Okay, so Hashem's in charge. So when something happens, what am I supposed to learn from that if Hashem's in charge? So we look at the story of Adam Arishon. We look at the story of first man. And if you look at creation, you have Perek Aleph and you have Perek Bet. There's a very, very, very famous book by Rav Soloveitchik called Adam 1 and Adam 2. And that this creation story is talking about two different ways of looking at life. That I can have a certain plan, a certain idea in my head of how things are supposed to go in my life, but then there's a shift and things change. So God had intended to go through creation a certain way, Perek Alpha, but then all of a sudden there's a shift. I see Perek Bet, and I see creation through a different lens. So that's important to understand. That theme continues throughout all of the Torah. And this past week, you're going to see I'm tying in so many beautiful ideas. This past week, you had Pesach Sheni, right? We just had Pesach Sheni just on Monday. We just had Pesach Sheni. And that's the concept of Pesach Sheni as well. You had these men who were Tameh, who were impure. Here they had this mitzvah of Pesach, bringing the Korban, and they can't do it. And it's not fair. They didn't do anything wrong. If anything, they were doing a mitzvah. They were getting a body ready for burial. And now they're not clean. They're not. They can't participate in this mitzvah. And they want another opportunity to do it. And they're so eager to do the mitzvah. Lama nigra, why should we lose out from doing a mitzvah with everybody else? So Hashem says, you know what? You're right. Pesach Rishon, that was plan A. But you guys get to have plan B. You want it so badly, you're going to get plan B. And I think that's such a beautiful message. And Mesil Tisharim says it also as well, that, you know, a lot of things are happening, meaning things are so well known. He always says in his introduction, it's a very famous introduction, Mesil Tisharim, that I'm not going to tell you anything new, right? This message I'm giving to you guys is not anything new. We're just trying to look at it and analyze it and see if we could understand it. Now, the story of Rabbi Akiva's students, his whole yeshiva that he had is plan A and plan B. 24,000 students died. Can you imagine? 24,000 students died. What did Rabbi Akiva have to do after 24,000 students died? He had to rebuild. He had to rebuild a whole new yeshiva. He had yeshiva A, Yeshiva A died out, and he rebuilt what we'd call now Yeshiva B. And this Yeshiva B, let's be serious, that Yeshiva B, he ended up having 5 students. And all the Torah Shebaal Peh that we have today are coming from those 5 students. So do we have Torah from Yeshiva A? No. We have Torah from Yeshiva B, from 5 students as opposed to 24,000. So we go through challenges in life. And we do that. They're hurdles. But those hurdles sometimes, if not always, bring us closer to Hashem. And the stronger and more challenging it is, sometimes it makes the greater connection. You know, I tell my students all the time, they say to me, what did I get on the test? What did I get on the test? What did I get on the test? I say, okay, fine, you'll get your test back, you'll know. Then they sit back and they say, you know, Mar Barachov, that's what they call me, Mar Barachov, I don't seem to care so much what I got on the other teacher's test, but if for some reason I care so much about what you, I get on your test. So, of course, I would love to say it's because, you know, they just love me so much. But that's not the real reason why. I tell them, I ask them, so how long did you study for that other teacher's test? They go, maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And I said, okay, and how much time did you study for my test? I said, oh, my gosh, forget about it, Mar Barachov. I already was starting a few days ago. I started reviewing, getting my notes ready. Then I was studying. I mean, hours. I put in a lot of effort. I said, exactly. The more effort, the more you have to work on something, the more you care about it, and the stronger the connection is. So the challenge, that we might not be thrilled with the challenge that we're going through at that moment in time, but if we take a step back, because it's so challenging, the outcome makes us stronger, and it makes that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that much stronger. What we need to be focused on is the rebuilding. What we need to be focused on is, what am I going to get out? Not to be upset that I don't have that plan A. Forget that for now, but really try to focus on my plan B. You know, in the very beginning, also in Sefer Bereishit, there's a story of Cain and Hevel. And Cain is very upset that his korban is not accepted. And Hashem says to him, Lama charalach v'lama naflu panecha. He says to him, why are you so upset? Why are you so downtrodden? Why is your face fallen? So the Sfarno says something so beautiful right there on the spot. He says, Lama naflu panecha, what do you mean by that? Ki kashiyesh lekalkul ezo takana, when we need to fix something, ein ra'ui lehitza'er al masha avar, it's not worth it to be upset about the past, aval ra'ui lehishtadel la'asik tikun atid, but rather our eyes should be focused on what we need to do to fix the future. The future is our plan B. If we're going to stay focused on that plan A that we thought we should have, this should have been like this, then our life is for naught. Like, it's so frustrating. And that's really the connection of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai for this whole Lag BaOmer that we have. The whole story has been written by a poet. His name is Rav Shimon Ibn Levi. He connected so strongly, Rav Shimon Ibn Levi, to Bar Yochai's Torah. He connected tremendously. And his dream, the dream of Rav Shimon Ibn Levi, was to live in Israel and to be by the kever of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So he goes out, he sets on his journey, and he ends up in Tripoli in Libya. While he's there, the people are amazed with Rav Shimon Ibn Levi. They're in awe by his teachings and his abilities, and they beg him and beg him to stay. So now he has a dilemma. Do I stay with these people because they need me? Or do I fulfill my lifelong dream? My dream to be in Israel, to be by the kever, by my Rebbe, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. You know what happens in the end? He dies in Tripoli. He had the strength to adjust. He adjusted. He said, you know what? Yes, that's my lifelong dream. Yes, that's what I would love to do. But this is plan B, and plan B could be amazing. Plan B could be awesome. This is the story of our lives. How do we adjust to Hashem's plan? How do I adjust to plan B? I thought, I planned, I dreamed, I thought my life was going to go this way, but it doesn't. If all those sports fans out there who love to play sports, anyone that's listening that's athletic, it's the same thing in sports. You always have to have a plan B. If the first play doesn't work and it's not available, you got to go with plan B. There's nothing wrong with planning for plan B. So you know what, Lag BaOmer, tonight and tomorrow, it's all about plan B. Torah Shebaal Peh is plan B. These five new Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva is all about plan B. It's unbelievable. So, here we are together. Tonight, Lag BaOmer, the story of Shimon Bar Yochai, the story of Rabbi Akiva's students dying, Yeshiva A, Yeshiva B, not being upset, looking back at what was, trying to fix what's going to be. So every day we have in front of us this opportunity. We have this opportunity to realize the beauty of the journey. Lag BaOmer is the day of beauty. Hod Shebehod, beauty of beauty. It's the fifth day of the fifth week. How do I and how do you achieve to be beautiful, beauty of beauty people? You know how we do it? We acquire that beauty through rising above our difficult circumstances. We all have our rock caves, just like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that he lived in. It wasn't just a cave. It's described as a rock cave. It's a hardship. But that's where he developed that beautiful Torah, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. That's where Rabbi Akiva developed and passed on his beautiful Torah with Yeshiva B. We've been through a year of COVID, guys. Unbelievable. Look what we could accomplish by looking at our plan B. It's unbelievable. You know, even in my school that I work in the morning, an email was sent out. What were the positives? What could we take away from how things shifted this year in school? You know, the one main thing was parent-teacher conferences via Zoom. Yes! That was awesome. We don't have to go in for parent-teacher conferences. The parents don't have to stand online. We just do it on Zoom, boom, boom, boom. There's so much beauty that we can take away and learn from being in the plan B life. So let us learn from this journey that we've been on this year. Let us learn from the journey of Shimon Bar Yochai, of his rock cave. Let us learn from the journey of Rabbi Akiva, from having Yeshiva A and losing it, and then rebuilding Yeshiva B, that we need to adjust, we need to be resilient, we need to rebuild, and we need to realize that through our difficulties, we shine and we can show our true colors and develop a much stronger connection. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed. Again, feel free to send any feedback. You can email me at jbaruchov@gmail.com. It's J, B as in boy, ARUCHOV@gmail.com. If you enjoyed this, listen to more of my Torah at jordanatorah.com, or you can find me on Instagram, drinkitin_Jordana. Lots of Torah out there. I'd love to hear from you. And again, if you want to sponsor any future classes, feel free to reach out to shiurenjoyment.com, 917-626-8306. Looking forward next week to learn with you again. Bye.